Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 30, 1806. Downhill difficulties. Today, the party is again at Traveler's Rest Creek, their old camp of September 9 and 10, 1805. The entire party is together, and 6 deer are killed on the way down from the baths at the hot springs. Captain Lewis writes the entry for today.
We dispatched Druyer and Jay Fields early this morning to hunt on the road and endeavor to obtain some meat for us. Just as we had prepared to set out at an early hour, a deer came in to lick at these springs, and one of our hunters killed it. This secured us our dinners, and we proceeded down the creek. At 1 mile from the springs, we passed a stout branch of the creek on the north side, and at noon, having traveled 13 miles, we arrived at the entrance of a second northern branch of the creek, where we had nooned it on the 12th of September last. Here we halted, dined, and grazed our horses. At this place, a road turns off to the right, which the Indians informed us leads to Clark's River, some distance below, where there is a fine, extensive valley in which the Chalice and Oot-Lash-Chutes sometimes reside. In descending the creek this morning, on the steep side of a high hill, my horse slipped, with both his hinder feet, out of the road and fell. I also fell off backwards and slid near 40 feet down the hill before I could stop myself. Such was the steepness of the declivity. The horse was near falling on me in the first instance, but fortunately recovers, and we escaped unhurt. A little before sunset, we arrived at our old encampment on the south side of the creek, a little above its entrance into Clark's Creek. Here we encamped with a view to remain 2 days in order to rest ourselves and horses and make our final plans for our separation. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 30th, 1806.
A plan had been discussed back at Fort Clatsop that the party would separate at Traveler's Rest. Lewis was to head north with 17 horses and 9 men, proceed above the Great Falls, and explore the Marias River to determine its northern origin. Clark would travel east, dig up a cache, and retrieve canoes left in 1805, and then send part of his party to join Captain Lewis's detail. Clark would then head out to explore the Yellowstone River with the remaining men and horses. The two groups would eventually meet up at the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers. No doubt there was great concern over this long separation. Till now, any separation had been temporary. This long separation would provide lots of opportunities for all sorts of mishaps. Monday, saddle up and head separate ways.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.